The crisis of Arjuna is not only sensational, not only emotional, not only practical. It is a deeper crisis. It's a crisis where the whole idea of morality itself becomes questionable. If by doing the right thing, you ultimately create a wrong thing, what happens to your right thing? This is the question. You do your right thing, you destroy the evil. By destroying the right, by destroying the evil, if you really create more evil, then what do? You want to destroy the evil, fine. But if by destroying the evil, ultimately you produce more evil, a greater evil, an irremediable evil, what will happen? This is the crisis. This is the question that he quotes. Arjuna's questions are really difficult actually. Only Sri Krishna could have given this answer that he gave, because these questions are very, very formidable. So the crisis through which Arjuna passes is of a very tremendous type. As Aurobindo says, you could not have the kind of great teaching of the Gita unless the crisis to which is an answer itself is a great crisis. Small crisis could not have produced a big teaching. It's a crisis in which some of the most fundamental questions of human life are to be answered. And the situation was such that the questions arise in the mind of Arjuna only at that moment. And that is why the crisis becomes so difficult. And in a sense even typical, because most of the human beings are of the type of Arjuna. Very few people are thinkers and philosophers and so on. But most of us are largely emotional, practical, ethical and sensational. We are all basically of that type. And our crisis usually comes in this fashion. You may have decided 100 things, but when you see the situation, you are completely changed. When you sensationally see a situation, the whole heart melts. You may have thought that you want to vote for one, but when you really see something else, you vote for somebody else. At the last moment, some appeal comes from somewhere, and emotionally you are carried away. Because we find our own life portrayed in the Gita. We find that Arjuna is ourselves. And that is why we turn to the Gita at every step, because the questions that Arjuna asks are so dear to us. These are the very questions that we would like to ask. I would now like to give you the text of Arjuna's arguments, first in Sanskrit and then in English, so that we can study this more carefully. That's sure. Now, I don't know how many of you know Sanskrit, but doesn't matter. I should like to read out. In any case, it is good to read in Sanskrit itself, because it will give us a direct sensational experience of Arjuna's own argument. Sridanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushya vepatush cha sharire me roma harshas cha jayate dandivam sansate hasta svakcha eva paridahyate nata shaknomi avasthatum brahmati vivachav me mana nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava nata shreyah anupashyami hatva svajanam ahave na kankshe vijayam krishna nata rajyam sukhani cha किं नो राज्येन गोविन्द किं भोगैः जीवितेन वा येषाम् अर्थे कांक्षितं नो राज्यं भोगाः सुखानि च ते इमे अवस्थिता युद्धे प्राणान् त्यक्त्वा धनानि च आचार्याः पितरः पुत्राः तथैव च पितामहाः मातुलाः शशुराः पौत्राः श्यालाः सबन्धिनस्तथा एता न हन्तुम् इच्छामि नतोऽपि मधुसूदन अपि त्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य हेतोः किं न महि कृते विहत्य धार्तराष्ट्रान् नः का प्रीतिः स्यात् जनार्दन पापमेव आश्रये अस्मान् हत्वा एतान् आततायिनः tasman na aha vayam antum tatrashtram sva bandhavan sva janam hi katham matva sukhinah syama madhava. Yadi api ete na pashyanti lopa upahatat chetasaha kulakshayam kulakshayakritam dosham mitra drohe cha patakam katham na jayam asmabihi papat asman iva vatitum kulakshayakritam dosham prapashyat vihi janardana kulakshaye prarashyanti kuladharmaha sanatanaha kulakshaye prarashyanti kuladharmaha sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharmaha abhivavati uta adharma abhivavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriya stishu dushtashu vashneya jayate vranasankara sankaraha kulagnanam kulascha patanti pitaro yesham lupta pindo udapakriyaha doshaihi etaihi kulagnanam varna sankaraihi utsadyante jati dharmaha kuladharmascha shashvataha utsanna kuladharmanam manushyanam janardana नरके अनियतम वासो भवति इति अनुशुश्रुम अहो बत मत पापम कर्तुम व्यवसिता वयम यद राज्य सुख लोभेन हंतुम स्वजनम उद्यता यदि माम अप्रतिकारम अशस्त्रम शस्त्र प्रणाय वाताष्ट्राहरणे अन्यो तत् मे क्षेमकरम भवे एवं भुक्त्वा अर्जुनः संख्ये रथोपस्थे उपाविशत विसृज्य दशरम चापम शोक सं विघ्न मानस. दीज आर दी क्राइज ऑफ ऑल द क्राइसिस ऑफ विच आई हैव स्पोकन ऑल द क्राइसिस सेंसेशनल क्राइसिस वाइटल क्राइसिस इमोशनल क्राइसिस फिजिकल क्राइसिस. नाउ लेट अस रीड in English. I am reading something which was not read in Sanskrit, but that is important to understand the context. Right in the midst between either hosts, set thou my car, O unfallen. He speaks to Shri Krishna. Arjuna says to Shri Krishna, right in the midst between either hosts, set thou my car. Let me scan thee who stand arrayed and greedy for battle. Let me know who must wage war with me in this great holiday of fights. Fain would I see who are these that are here for combat to do in battle the will of Dhritarashtra's witless son. This is the proud, great Arjuna decided to win the battle of justice. This is the spirit in which he comes to the battlefield. Thus, O Bharata, to Rishikesha, Gudakesha said, who sat in the midst between the either army, the noble car, in front of Bhishma and Drona, and all those kings of earth. And he said, Shri Krishna said, no, O Bharata, all these Kurus met in one field. Their Parthas, O fathers, and grandsires stand, this is the sensational experience, their Parthas, so fathers and grandsires stand, and teachers and uncles and brothers and sons and grandsons and dear comrades and fathers of wives and hearts, friends, all in either battle opposed. And when the son of Kunti beheld all these dear friends and kindred facing each other in war, his heart was with utter pity and failed him. And he said, O Krishna, I behold these kinsmen and friends arrayed in hostile arms, and my limbs hairings in my body and my hair stands on end. Gandhi falls from my hand and my very skin is on fire. This is the sensational experience.
Yeah.
I cannot stand and my brain whirls and evil omens, O Keshava, meet my eyes. I can see no blessing for me. Having slain my kin in fight.
This is the emotional crisis, the vital crisis.
I desire not victory. O Krishna. No kingship, no delights.
This is the vital reaction, the vital crisis.
All the ordinary enjoyments of life, they mean nothing now to him. There is a vital disgust over this. What shall we do with kingship, O Govinda? What with enjoyments? What with life? They for whose sake we desire kingship and enjoyments and delights, lo, they all stand in battle against us, casting behind them their riches and lives. Our teachers and our fathers and our sons, our grandsires and uncles and the fathers of our wives, and our grandsons and our wise brothers and the king of our beloveds. These, though they slay me, O Madhusudana, I would not slay. No, not for the empire of heaven and space and hell, much less for this poor earth of ours. Slaying the sons of Dhritarashtra, what joy would be left to us, O Janardana? Sin alone would find lodging in us if we slew these, though our adversaries and foes. Therefore we do not write to slay the children of Dhritarashtra and their friends. For how can we be happy, O Madhava, if we slay our kin? Even though these see not, for their hearts are swept away by grief, error done in the ruin of our house, and grievous sin in treachery to natural friends. How shall we not understand and turn back from the sin? We who are eyes, O Janardana, for error done in the ruin of our house, when the family dwindle, the eternal ideals of the race are lost. And when ideals are lost, unrighteousness besets the whole race. In the prevalence of unrighteousness, O Krishna, the women of the race go astray. And when women grow corrupt, bastard confusion is born again. But confusion brings the slayers of the race and the race itself to very hell. For the long line of fathers perish, and the food ceases, and the water is given no more. By these sins, who bring their race to perdition? Fathers, they are bastard confusion. The eternal ideals of the nation and the earth are overthrown. And for men who have lost the ancient righteousness,
Sri Krishna says that all actions, whereas they are all blinded, but he is very fully. For men who have lost the ancient righteousness of the race, in hell an eternal habitation is set apart. Alas, a dreadful sin have we set ourselves to do, that we are made ready, from greed of lordship and pleasure, to slay our own kin. Even if the sons of Dhritarashtra slay me with their armed hands, me unarmed and unresisting, it were better and more fortunate for me than this. Thus spake Arjuna, and in the very battle's heart, sat down upon his chariot seat and let fall his bow when the arrow was on the string, for his soul was perplexed with grief. We shall stop here today, huh?